Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. A lot of news tidbits today. Our church sued the federal and state governments for their overreach on the coronavirus restrictions. And we are about to file an appeal with the U.S. Supreme Court. I want to tell you about that. In Georgia, they have just announced they're doing a hand recount for the presidential race. That's a fascinating, important update. Also, of course, as many have noticed, there's 70 million angry Republicans and no cities are burning. It's a lot of wasted plywood. But wait, don't take it down yet. Don't take it down too soon before the recounts are done. You might still need it. The mainstream media, like we mentioned yesterday with CNN, they're now expressing hope that COVID will soon be defeated. Let's see what else. Twitter actually removed a label where they said this was a disputed tweet about election fraud, and they actually removed the label saying the accusation was disputed. That's fascinating. What else in our news tidbits? We'll get to many of these. NFL ratings continue to crash. It couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of people. Monday Night Football ratings down 30%. And that's your revenue. And when your revenue goes down, companies, industries, individuals, families, churches, they tend to live at about their income level. And when you lose 10% of your income off the top, that is extremely painful. When your ratings go down 30%, and that's for Monday Night Football Week 9 of the season, that's the least watched game since 2004. Pretty cool. I'd also like to do a Real Science Radio preview of Friday's program. This will be one of our classic style programs from years ago. We haven't done it much lately, where Fred Williams and I go through a series of quick science news updates, all of which affirm in powerful ways the biblical worldview. The first item we'll mention this year, published in a major science journal, dinosaur DNA from a duck-billed dinosaur, a Hippocrosaurus stabingeri. What kind of a name is that? Can somebody get in touch with the bureau that names these dinosaurs? Anyway, we could call it a hadrosaur or a duck-billed dinosaur. So DNA found in the cells from the skull of a baby hadrosaur. So that's just one of the items, and I've got a preview of Friday's show here, and also perhaps more comments on democracy itself. We mentioned yesterday democracy is the most divisive of all forms of government, but it's also an immoral form of government, a destructive form of government. If you wonder about that, you could go to our website, kgov.com/democracy, and you could see our list of the evidence that democracy is destructive. Now, speaking of list, KGov, Bob and Yurt Live, Real Science Radio, we're known for making lists. Even our theology programs, theologythursday.com, which are hosted on our website, kgov.com. But even our theology programs, often for many theological topics, we have lists that are so powerful. And let me contrast it right now to, well, let's say the election fraud news and recount lawsuits, and let's say even the dinosaur DNA report that Fred and I will discuss on Friday's Real Science Radio program. What if you wanted to get an overview of all the lawsuits, all the allegations of voter fraud, irregularities? What if you want to understand where things are at right now? I'll tell you the way that the media does it and the way at Bob and Yurt Live on the issues that are our issues that we focus on, the way we do it. If you want a pretty good idea of where things are at in the Republican effort to get recounts and challenge the results in a handful of battleground states, where's the list you could look at that has the status of all the filed lawsuits, the pending lawsuits, all the major allegations of voter fraud, and the prioritized list so you could see at a glance what's happening, what are the most important issues, and what are the rest? So where is that resource? It might be out there somewhere, but shouldn't it be typical? Shouldn't that be the way that, say, the Daily Wire or Breitbart or Fox News, they're leftist, we've pointed that out for years, when you're pro-homosexual, you're liberal, and it might take a while for people to figure it out, but when you are pro-homosexual, you are liberal. Liberalism has its claws deep into your soul. And sometimes it takes, like the Republican Party generally has followed the Democratic Party in policy about 10 to 15 years behind. Even, for example, if you go back 15 years ago, the entire Republican Party was against socialist policies like a government commitment to cover pre-existing conditions in healthcare. That's a leftist policy. And you have who? Ted Cruz, Republican U.S. Senator from Texas, just 2 weeks ago on national television saying, and I think we got this clip on our YouTube channel. If not, I'll ask my producer to get it there. But saying every Republican senator has a commitment that the government makes sure pre-existing, diseases, health conditions are covered by your health insurance. What in the world? That's leftist. Homosexuality, homosexuals adopting children, homosexuality being legitimized. You go back in history, and it was the Democratic Party first that became supportive of homosexuality, and then just give them a few years, and the Republicans will dutifully come along. So all that being an aside, tragically, in explaining that Fox News is inherently a liberal outlet, and one evidence for that is that it is very pro-homosexual, and I don't only mean the news side of Fox News, I mean the editorial side also. The opinion side is radically pro-homosexual. Now, they don't buy into the entire homosexual agenda, but they buy into it this far that you are not allowed to say anything against homosexuals or homosexuality on their air or on their websites. You're not allowed. There was a conservative, he used to be a Fox News contributor. What was his name? Todd Starnes. And he points out that they rejected any article I wrote if it had any criticism of homosexuality in it, and it's not permitted at the Fox News Channel. So I'm beating a dead horse here. The Fox News Channel is liberal, and your heroes who are pro-homosexual, they're liberal too, although it takes a bit more insight or a bit more time to figure that out. And what happens is that the conservatives, the Christian conservatives, over time, they become increasingly democratic. They become increasingly liberal so that they can't even tell. They listen to people and they think, well, that's a really great conservative. And if they would have heard the same person say the same thing 25 years ago, they would have been horrified. Horrified. And if they would have been told back then, well, you're going to be supporting this in 25 years, they would have thought, well, that would be like me supporting the enemy. That would be like me embracing defeat. That would be like me supporting what is evil and abandoning what is good. And we'd say, yeah, exactly. And guess what? That's you. We know because we time traveled. We went 25 years into the future. We got to the year 2000. Here we are, and there you were, and here you are. Does that make any sense? So at any rate, take your favorite faux Republican news outlets, and why can't they do what we do at Bob and Yurt Live, KGov.com, Real Science Radio, even TheologyThursday.com, for 30 years on the air, and since we've been building our website, our web presence, before that we did this also. It just wasn't published online until we started in the 1990s building our web presence. But for the things that are most important, we have lists so that at a glance, people could go to one web page and get an overview of what's happening in that issue. Don't you think that Sean Hannity could have that for the election recount? I mean, why not? Even if you're interested in something like dinosaur soft tissue, right? Now, the left, the liberals, the mainstream media, the fake news, they don't report on dinosaur soft tissue because it falsifies their worldview that we came from animals, that we're animals, and we evolved over millions of years. Well, if that were true, dinosaurs, they went extinct 68 million years ago, and the dinosaurs that lived 80 million, 100 million, 120 million years ago, and they died and their bones are covered up in the ground in Montana or China around the world, and you dig them up and you're not supposed to find red blood cells. Sorry, but they shouldn't be there. But they are there, along with blood vessels that are still transparent and flexible from dinosaurs like Tyrannosaurus Rex, and collagen and entire cells like osteocyte cells, the cells that build your collagen. And they have all this. And just this year, they reported yet again another study where they have found DNA from a dinosaur. Now, not enough yet to sequence it. We have been contacted by scientists who are very interested in an effort to begin the process of sequencing dinosaur DNA. Wouldn't that be something? Just something? But if you're in the creation movement and you want, let's say, the best evidence for a young Earth, or you want the best evidence for the global flood, or the best evidence for all the discoveries of dinosaur soft tissue, here at Bob and Yurt Live, Real Science Radio, we have all those. You could find it all in a single list. KGov.com/evidence. There it is. It's all right there. And so why is it that if you went to the creation movement and you wanted to know, well, what has been discovered as far as soft tissue in fossils that are supposed to be tens of millions, hundreds of millions, or billions of years old, how many papers have been published? What's the state of the art? What's the cutting edge of that technology? Well, sadly, you got to go to Bob and Yurt Live. And we have rsr.org, our science URL, domain name for our Friday show, and our biomaterial fossil list, bflist.rsr.org. And there we have 113 papers in one list published in many of the world's leading scientific journals. And the most recent one, number 113, peptide bonds in chelating ligands from dinosaurs that were estimated, their fossils, to be 200 million years old. How's that? And published in the journal Nature. So it is a bit bizarre to us that things are not this way generally, and that conservatives who have budgets of tens or hundreds of millions of dollars, that they don't provide the information on every major thematic issue that is kept up to date and prioritized, so that at a glance and maybe in an hour on a single web page, you could get a really good idea of what's going on. Instead, if you want to know about dinosaur soft tissue, for example, you could go to half a dozen creation websites and read, let's say, 80 articles and watch a half a dozen videos. What if you want to know the state of the recount and the legal actions and the actions of election fraud today? First of all, how many websites do you think you'd have to go to? Probably dozens of websites, and read maybe 180, 190 articles, and listen to about 30 talk shows, like the whole thing, 3 hours or an hour, and watch about 40 YouTube videos. And if you do that, you'll have an idea of where things stand today, only that will take you about 6 weeks to do all that. You can't do it. So this is just a rebuke of the people who should be taking the battle more seriously. And it's also an explanation of why here at Bob and Yurt Live, why we end up with rankings. If you've ever gone to our website, kgov.com/rankings, and you've looked at the list, we even put a list of that, right? When people Google, and we focus mostly on science terms there, but other terms too, like I'll give you a crime search phrase, maybe a moral issue, but science terms like biomaterial fossils. When people Google, and that's a whole field within science today, within paleontology and paleobiochemistry, it's called a biomaterial fossil. Fossils that still have biological material in them, not where the biological material was permineralized, it turned to stone, but no, it's still biological. It's still soft, pliable. Oftentimes, it's still transparent, like blood vessels can be, because they're so tiny. So when people Google around the world, biomaterial fossils, those two words, oftentimes Google switches things up, as we all know, but usually we rank number one out of millions. Number one, here, Bob and Yurt Live. Now, when you teach people about dinosaur soft tissue, you know what you're doing to the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi? It's more than a frontal assault. You're tunneling beneath them. You're tunneling beneath them to destroy the foundation that they use to promote their lies and to achieve their destruction. That is the foundation they stand on to destroy others. Of course, in the process, they're destroying themselves. But biomaterial fossils, you're literally, when you teach people about this, dinosaur soft tissue, red blood cells from dinosaurs that are still here on Earth, proving that dinosaurs are only like Egyptian mummies. They're only thousands of years old. They're not millions, because there's a similar amount of decay in dinosaur remains as in Egyptian mummies. So when you're doing that, you're tunneling under Planned Parenthood. You're tunneling under the godless education monolith in this country. You're tunneling under the entertainment industry. You're tunneling under the pornography industry to reach people with the truth of God's word. And so we're also number one, if you Google this term, 360-day year. That's a fascinating topic. We're number one if you Google solar system formation problems, NASA feared deep moon dust, biological material in space. What is the firmament of day two? That's a good one. We're number two if you Google Big Bang predictions. Number two. How could that be? There's a major paper that's to be published in a leading journal real soon by astrophysicist Eric Lerner, secular astrophysicist, and he has been leading the effort with hundreds of other astrophysicists, scientists, to dismantle the Big Bang theory, and they are pummeling it. And his paper is presenting 18 major discoveries that obliterate the Big Bang theory. And you could be sure that almost all of them on our list of Big Bang predictions, they're right there, even though his paper hasn't even been published yet. And then very transient issues like JonBenet Ramsey clues. If you Google JonBenet Ramsey clues, you should find us on the first page, first half of the first page, maybe in the top two or three results. Is God outside of time? Top two or three results. God and the death penalty on the first page, top half of the first page on Google. Should Christians judge? Should be on the first page, usually on the top half of the first page. Should Christians judge? Of course we should. World's largest protest sign? Well, you can't help but be there, right? Because we put it up. But so the point is that we are achieving Google rankings beyond our footprint for our outreach here on talk radio and our website, kgov.com, because we've put in the time over the years to make the most important information on every major topic that we follow to make it immediately accessible in a logical way, typically in lists. And there they are. kgov.com/lists. You can find them all. So incredibly helpful. People tell us from around the world, but people tell us they're talking with a brother-in-law, they're on Facebook, they're in a disagreement, and they go to kgov.com and they find exactly the information they're looking for in less than a minute. So please allow me to express this pet peeve that the conservatives who think this is so very important that millions of people are aware of all the voting irregularities and all the lawsuits and all, and they make it about impossible to have a good overview of what in the world is actually happening. And I chalk that up to a degree of irresponsibility, if in fact it was actually that important. Okay, Denver Bible Church, we are suing, as you know. In fact, we had a victory in the beginning of the case. We're suing the federal government and the state of Colorado for the overreach in the coronavirus emergency orders as they apply to our church and a sister church up north, Community Baptist Church. The media ignored it until we got our first victory when our federal Judge Domenico at the district court level, when he ruled in our favor, a 44-page ruling saying that it looked like Denver Bible Church is going to prevail on the merits. That means, he said, it looks like we're right in our argument and the federal and state government, the governor's office in Colorado, which as far as we know has been vacant for a couple of years, that they're wrong and Denver Bible Church is right. And our friends at Community Baptist Church, Pastor Joey Rhodes, and the Troyer family and the whole church body there. So how could it be that we're right and all these others are wrong? Well, the judge granted a preliminary injunction striking down the governor's emergency orders that we have to wear masks at our church, and striking down an artificial limit of how many people could attend worship services. So, all right, that was cool. Well, not wanting any power to slip through his fingers, the governor appealed to the 10th Circuit. And the 10th Circuit, they put a stay on our victory. And that means it's on hold while our federal judge Domenico is hearing the whole case. But it was a very light-handed stay. It was an administrative stay. So he could reassert an injunction, but for now there is this stay. So our attorneys, courageous as they are, bold as they are, Rebecca Messel, Brad Burkford, they have, in counsel with the pastors of both churches and the elder boards, decided to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court to appeal the 10th Circuit's administrative stay, and a very successful legal society, the Thomas More Society out of Chicago, has come alongside and said that they would cover the expenses because it's very expensive. I put together an amicus brief for the U.S. Supreme Court a few years ago with their Obergefell homosexual marriage opinion, and we did file with the court an amicus brief, a friend of the court brief, and organizing that, it was very expensive. You have to use a printer in Washington, D.C. that prints on very special paper. And you can only use that printer, and they will only use that paper, and you have to provide, you know, one copy for each of the 9 Supreme Court judges. I guess we're supposed to call them justices. It's a little hard for that to roll off my tongue. So it becomes expensive to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, but we are doing that. And of course, we'll keep you informed. Lord willing, we are doing that. And we're thankful that the Thomas More Society is paying for that appeal to the court. And meanwhile, our lower court effort continues. Yeah, we often make the news here. Like at Fox, they report the news. CNN, they make up the news. And here at Bob and Neert Live, we make the news. And you can see that also at our predictions page, kgov.com/predictions. Boy, do we often make the news. So as far as the show Friday with Fred Williams and I, we'll be talking about this news item, dinosaur DNA detected in a juvenile hadrosaur's skull, in the collagen in his skull. They found DNA, and they used different kinds of chemical detections of DNA. They found it in both. Richard Dawkins, world's perhaps most famous atheist evolutionist, advocating for eugenics. How's that? Eugenics and the Nazis, the whole world turned against it. Of course, it came from Darwin. We'll be back tomorrow. This is Bob Benyart. May God bless you.